football weather, right? I know the certainly the big guys appreciate it, and you know, had some really bright moments in the first half. It felt like we started taking control of the game, and they got some momentum there right before halftime, going down and scoring. But then I thought our guys came out in the second half and made it a point to really take control, especially at the line of scrimmage. Forced some turnovers. I think we forced three today. The offensive line really did a good job. The defensive line had some really bright spots. Secondary shored some things up. And overall, a solid performance and lots of room for improvement. So, questions, please. Well, again, the right hats and the right hats. Hat position's important. Technique's important. I think our guys are playing with better technique, better power. The running backs are seeing it well. I think the competition at running back really helps us. You saw today Don Chaney got the nod, but then Henry Parrish got the hot hand. So that competition is alive and well, and it's important for us to praise effort but reward performance, and then it's right back to competing again in practice. So, again, just getting better at it. You know, we had some big runs too. We made some people miss on the back end, which was something we were trying to, you know, get better at as well. And we avoid negative plays except for that one. You know, we had a gap scheme call. They had two guys at the backside of the gap. We're not going to be able to block that. So that was the negative play we had with Mark Fletcher when we got in the backfield. But aside from that, just a good, solid performance. He's a really good football player. The carries went to who they went to today. I mean, heck, at the end of the first quarter, I think we had one possession. You know, this thing goes... they were taking the air out of the ball. They were holding on to it for a long time, so the reps got David out as they went. But he's a really good player for us, and he's going to play great football for us. He just did a really good job in practice, and he was good in the game time that he had. And it's not like guys are blowing each other away. It's really tight. That entire position group is really tight in terms of competition. And you know, whenever one can create a little bit of separation, we're going with that. We're not in that. And that's what we did today. And he did really well. And then Henry came out and played really well. And Chris, you know, showed some stuff there at the end also. Mark Fletcher had some nice runs, had one called back. So we left some meat on the bone out there. But overall, getting better, solid performance. He's okay. Okay. Yeah. We don't talk injuries, so you're not going to be able to get that from me. Yeah, well, they get the ball out quick. That's their deal, quick game. So they throw the ball a lot. Our guys did a great job against the run. They found some soft spots, you know, in the passing game. We let up a couple explosive plays also. A couple things got away from us. And then the touchdown, we actually were in pretty good position and just turned our head for a second to reestablish some leverage. And that's where plopped the ball right in there. Great play by them. So all in all, again, some good stuff, some bright spots, but a lot of stuff to fix. Injuries, but you're going to keep asking, right? Okay, so. We're getting better. You know, we're working hard. Again, we're focused on just getting better. And things are, we're executing at a more consistent level, at a higher clip. I do believe sky is the limit for this offense and this scheme, and the bye week's going to be really valuable. We need more guys to play winning football. We have over a handful of guys on each side of the ball and on special teams that must come out of the view themselves as a two or a three. They've got to conduct and push and compete like a one or somebody that's trying to be a one. We got to get there, and it's not something that's defiant. I'm just saying we got to do a really good job coaching, and we got to make sure that we breed that type of competition so we can get more players on each side of the ball in every phase to make this team better. And that in turn will make us a better offense, will make us a better defense. So the bye week's going to be extremely valuable. Comes at a good time, you know, and we're looking forward to using it.
Cats lose their cool for 10.
No, he was excellent. He was, you know, and I mean, it was, they threw the ball. We threw the ball pretty well. I mean, it's every now and then a gust would come and that ball would just, it was gone, you know, but all in all, that those are great conditions for playing football. You know, that was pretty refreshing for us. We're in some heat every single day. You guys know you're down there. So it was good. You know, those guys, especially the linemen, those guys were smiling. You know, like, man, we could go 100 plays out here if we had to. So, but considering that there were some gusts and whatnot, Tyler did a great job. I don't think we're anywhere in our stages of development and growth as a program. We're not in any way, shape, or form ready to compare ourselves to any team from the past. You know, we try to honor past teams by the way that we play the game. That's the best thing that we can do. You know, and it's got to show on a game-by-game basis that it means more to us than the guys on the other side of the field. We would one day be able to say, hey, we are as effective and productive as those teams, but the entire focus is on the 2023 Miami Hurricanes and strictly on just getting better. That's really, honestly, that's all we're talking about in there. That's all the players are talking about in there. Let's just get better. One more time, I'm sorry. Right. Not much at all. You know, I know there were reports early in the week that it was going to be really, really rough, but, you know, we have confidence in the run game. We have confidence in what we throw is manageable. That's an unbelievable stadium, too. You know, I mean, again, sometimes you get a gust in there that escapes through there, but that thing is, it's built to handle weather. The turf was awesome. It was great to play in there. They've got a good football team. Certainly wish them the best. Whatnot, but it was good for us to get on the road, work our processes, get a W, come out relatively healthy, we don't see anything serious, and get back home and get right back to work. Well, the bye week is, man, there's so many ways that it's important. I mean, number one, you've got to make sure to take care of school. We had a Thursday night game. Friday night game, right? We were on the road. We were at home. We've had a wacky month, right? Great month of September. You know, came out of it 4-0. Took care of business. Certainly, you want to use a bye week to get healthy, but you want to use a bye week to get better. There's a balance there. You want to self-scout and see what you're doing, where your tendencies are. Make sure that you could evolve as an offense and defense and find the things that you need to work on and get better and some things to throw out, some things to add. It's important that we continue to get more connected as a team, as coaches and players, because that's probably been the most valuable thing we've done since January. This team has become tighter. It's become more self-motivated, driven, and we've got to continue to enhance that. So we're going to spend some time together. We're going to spend some time in the community. That's really important, too. You know, we get one bye week. We get a chance to show our faces, and our community is important to us, and we want to make sure that that they know that they feel that from us. And then it's a little bit of extra time. We get to watch, you know, and prepare for what's coming down the road. We start ACC play the next time we set foot on the field, on the game field. So a lot of stuff, right? A whole lot of stuff. And at the same time, handle recruiting. But as you know, that never stops. That never will stop, you know. So a nice itinerary set up for the staff. I'm sure they're dying to see it on the plane. You know? But, yeah, all in all, solid day, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Good morning from Philadelphia. You heard Coach Cristobal's post-game press conference after the 41-7 win yesterday against Temple here in Philadelphia. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the game yesterday. Like Coach said, I mean, effective in all three phases. I mean, came up relatively healthy, although he did the Matt Lee and the Henry Parrish thing wasn't that serious. You know, we don't discuss injuries. He doesn't do that. Looked a little scary there, but aside from that, we're fine. The bye week will help us get some guys healed up and ready to go for, like Mario said, before we step foot on the field again in conference play against Georgia Tech in 2 weeks. We can still put some things in and then maybe take some things out we don't need. But aside from that, the conditions that were scared, it was rainy and windy yesterday. More windy than rainy, to be honest. But I gotta tell you, yesterday, everything clicked yesterday. Offensively, we did not allow a sack. Defensively, we sacked their quarterbacks 3 times, and we got 2 picks. We got a fumble. We forced 3 turnovers yesterday. We won the turnover battle. Felt overall we did a very good job. The one TD, like you said, on the one TD, we had the right coverage, but like Coach said, but you know, we turned our head for a second there. I think that's what pretty much left their receiver open for the TD on that play. But aside from that, everything clicked, dominant in all 3 phases, and we'll get right now to the report card. Report card offense, I'm actually going to give an A+ for this one. I'm actually going to give it really an A. I'm not going to give it a plus because we did commit a penalty yesterday. We did commit some penalties on the offense yesterday. You know, aside from that, you know, everything clicked. We had on the ground 323 yards rushing yesterday. We had 220 yards receiving. Offense yesterday, total offense, we had 543 yards yesterday, allowed 279, but that's really late. Defense, I'm going to give an A. I really felt everything clicked. I mean, again, 279 yards allowed. We sacked the quarterback 3 times. We forced 3 turnovers. Did a very good job in the conditions that we had, that we were given yesterday. And we gotta keep getting better. I mean, I guess we did. It was the one TD we allowed, the cheap TD we allowed 8.5. The penalties there, that was one that, you know, on JHH on the play where Temple scored the TD late in the half. Felt we did a good job overall. Could get better. Feel we will get better. Well, in the bye week we'll fix some things there. Special teams. I'm gonna give an A there as well. 2 field goals, Mandy. The return game was pretty good. Rashard had 48 on the 2 returns yesterday. I mean, aside from that, I think we did well. We could fix some things. I mean, the punting yesterday from Dylan. No touchbacks. He had one inside the 20. No touchbacks, which is good. And go from there. Now I'm going to give out my game balls. First game ball I'm going to give is to Tyler Van Dyke. What can you say about him? 17 of 24, 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Did a very good job. My second game ball I'm going to give is to Henry Parrish Jr. 16 carries, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dominant performance before getting injured, but he's okay. You know, we wanted to get him out of there. Game was well in hand. Third game ball I'm going to give is to... I want to give my third game ball to... Really, the more I look at it, is I want to give on the pick... I want to give my third game ball to Corey Couch. Though he had 3 tackles, he had 2 interceptions yesterday. I think that first one really killed the momentum on that part there, because Temple was ready to try to tie the game, but then that really swung the game in our favor on the first pick in the end zone by DeCorey. And my fourth and final game ball I'm going to do this week, so I'm going to give it to Jaden Davis. 5 tackles. I mean, tremendous job yesterday. We had 6 tackles for loss yesterday. But yeah, I'm gonna give my fourth game ball to Jaden Davis. So those are my game balls for the week. Like Coach said, we have a bye week fix some things. Got some plays in there. Take some plays off, take some things. We don't want to get involved in the community. Got things to do. We got to fix some things. Got to clean some things up before we start conference play in 2 weeks against Georgia Tech. The next podcast you see from me will be from back in the Tampa studios when Georgia Tech comes to town on October 7th to start ACC play. Take care. We'll talk soon. And go Canes.